Depression is being increasingly recognized as one of the leading emotional health issues in our society today. Those affected with depression include young kids and teens. Being aware of the symptoms of a depressed person can greatly assist you in getting help timely, and that is why we're going to cover characteristics and signs of this condition on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. One of our listeners wrote in with this pertinent question. Does a pattern of persistent depression indicate that my adolescent son may be in danger of taking his own life? I've been hearing a great deal about the rising problem of teenage suicide, and I'm wondering whether my son might be at risk. What exactly is the connection between depression and suicide? Where can I go to get my son the help he needs? Well, depression not only affects adults, but also children and adolescents, often with greater intensity. Clinical or major depression is a very serious problem and should be treated as such. Clinical depression involves a persistent, as in lasting 2 weeks or longer, and usually disruptive disturbance of mood and often affects other bodily functions as well. These are the most prominent characteristics of the condition. Firstly, persistent sadness or irritability. This may include mood swings that seem out of proportion to the circumstances, episodes of moping and crying, withdrawal and isolation, fatigue and a loss of enthusiasm, poor school performance, and outbursts of anger and overt acting out. Secondly, painful thoughts that manifest themselves in relentless introspection, a negative self-concept, persistent anxiety, and a sense of hopelessness. Thirdly, physical symptoms such as insomnia, changes in appetite, headaches, dizziness, nausea, heart palpitations, abdominal cramps, and episodes of shortness of breath. In teens, you can expect to see clinical depression unfold in three successive stages. Stage 1 could present with an inability to concentrate, withdrawal from friends, impulsive acts, and declining academic performance. If you see these symptoms, encourage your son to talk openly and honestly with you. Tell him you're concerned about what you see and want him to avoid further troubles. Stage 2 would look like acts of aggression, rapid mood swings, loss of friends, mild rebellion, and sudden changes in personality. If you see a pattern of this sort, seek out assistance immediately. Stage 3 is overt rebellion, visible depression, extreme fatigue, giving away prized possessions, expressions of hopelessness, and suicidal threats or gestures. These symptoms mean trouble. Get professional help right away. If your son is clinically depressed, he cannot pull himself out of it. He may need to be evaluated for hospitalization. Medication may also be necessary. Many of the unique aspects of depression among young people also increase the risk of suicide. In particular, the intensity of the emotions and the shortage of their experience may give rise to impulsive, self-destructive behavior. You should be especially concerned about this possibility if any of the following predictors of suicide are present. Firstly, a previous suicide attempt. Second, a family history of suicide. Third, expressions of intense guilt or hopelessness. Fourth, threatening, talking, or joking about suicide. Fifth, cleaning house, that is, a sudden impulse to give away personal possessions. Sixth, suicide among other adolescents in your community. And seventh, a sudden major loss or humiliation. Parents should be on the alert to ensure that their child is not the victim of either physical or social bullying. Listen carefully to your son when he talks about his problems. Take his feelings seriously. Pray with him and for him. Get a doctor's evaluation of his condition and be willing to consider appropriate medication. We also recommend that you seek professional counseling for your teen and the entire family without delay. Focus on the Family's Counseling Department can provide you with a list of qualified professionals in your area who specialize in dealing with problems of this nature. Our counselors will also be happy to discuss your situation with you over the phone. Call us on 031-716-3300 to speak to someone who can help. If you have reason to suspect that your adolescent might be seriously depressed or suicidal, seek appropriate help immediately. Even if a present threat of suicide doesn't seem to be part of the picture, you should still take definite steps to deal with depression. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.